You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Cary Oberbrunner, author of the new book, Your Book is Not a Business Card. I'm so excited for all that is happening around this book. It's literally freeing up so many authors. Hey, listen, shooting this quick video, here's why. I went in a much, much deeper dive on this income stream recently. And you know what? I thought rather than give you the small version, let's pour on the extra value. And so here's an excerpt from a recent private training that I did all around the knowledge circle, which is really the number 15 income stream masterminds. So you're going to get an absolute ton of value from this training. And that's why I wanted to give you this version rather than the short version, which only whets your appetite. All right. So have a blast today. And if you haven't signed up for the launch party, or even if it's past by now, go to caryoberbrunner.com/18book. Tons of bonuses, launch party. The launch party is September 30th. But if you missed it, there's a ton of value over there as well. Take care, be a soul on fire. Talk soon. Let's jump right in and talk about you. So here you go. Here's the history part of our talk. All right. Throughout history, some of the most influential people on the planet swore by their masterminds. How many of you have ever heard of the term mastermind? Type in the comments. Heard it. Type in heard it if you've heard about it. In 1848, Andrew Carnegie arrived in the U.S. from Scotland with nothing and became the wealthiest man in the country. Oh, just happened. Of course not. By the way, I'm kind of the nerd who watches the specials on these people. Just because I'm amazed, just because I'm like, come on now, how do you arrive in a foreign country with nothing in your pocket and you become one of the wealthiest people? Listen, I don't care if it's wealth. You become the most impactful person. You become the most spiritual person. I like greats. You get what I'm saying? I don't care if someone's great at chess. I've literally watched specials on great chess people. I love specials on great swimming, wrestling, inventions. Listen, somebody just said, yeah, the History Channel rocks. They love this. I'm going to let you share with everybody. Yeah, send chat to everybody. Okay. All right. So here's the point. I love great people. I love great people. I love success. I love excellence. I love looking in the Bible and seeing excellent people. You know, you look at like a guy like Joseph in the Bible or Daniel or a woman like Esther. Man, I'm telling you what, I get fired up. And there's a quote that says success leaves clues. And I, you know, it's a cliche. I've heard it a bunch. You probably heard it too, but it's true. You know, if you want to see what is successful with people, look what he did. He credited his entire fortune to his, mastermind. Now, didn't he do stuff himself? Absolutely. That's what's interesting about successful people too. They rarely take the credit themselves. I'm not taking any credit for my success. I'm saying I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But here's what Andrew Carnegie says. We have here in this business, a mastermind. It is not my mind, and it is not the mind of any other man or woman on my staff, but it is a sum of all these minds. Here's where the term comes from, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Notice, not all masterminds are equal. I want you to write that down. Not all masterminds are equal. Because some of you might be like, yeah, I tried that thing. You know what? You can also, cars are not equal. You can ride in a car and you could ride in a car. You know what I'm saying? You can have a good day and you can have a good day. So it's not the mastermind that might have failed you in the past. it's not the mastermind that might have not been the right fit. Maybe it was the type. So let's talk about this. A mastermind is the coordination of knowledge and effort between two or more people who work toward a definite purpose. Definite purpose. That means, folks, if you are part of a mastermind without a purpose, you do not have the right mastermind purpose. Listen, if you have a mastermind where you just get together and shoot the breeze, you just get together and talk about stuff, that's not the definition of a mastermind. Can anyone say, you know what? Gee, I just learned something. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there and you say, hey, do you want to be part of a mastermind? Sure. What are we going to do? I don't know. I just think you're great. I just want to hang out with you. It's not a mastermind. Okay. So I want you to be able to connect for the right way. Check this out. Here's what he says. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third mind, invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind known as the mastermind. Now, listen, if you're a person of faith, you might read that and be like, what the heck is that even talking about? That sounds woo-woo. Okay, here's Jesus. For wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Now, listen, something happened where Jesus looked at his followers and said, listen, you two or three of you get together, something special is going to happen. Something special. Why? Because they're united. They are united in purpose. They are united in spirit. When you are with someone of that nature, amazing things happen. It's not by accident. You look back in history and say, wow, gee, all these people hung out together. In fact, check this out. Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, J.D. Rockefeller, Earl Nightingale, Theodore Roosevelt, Woolworth, Firestone, and Schwab. Does anyone see a pattern here? They were all part of a mastermind. Masterminds don't gather to say, hey, we're part of this exclusive group. And you know what? To heck with you all. No, no, no. If you look at true masterminds that are built around abundance, they say we're meeting together so that we can change the world. You go into a mastermind because you say, God has given me something so big that I cannot contain it in myself. And I got to be around people who are smarter, better, faster. Why? Because they're going to help me get this thing out. And you better step it up. You better put in the effort. You don't just sit there and say, hey, transformation happened. I mean, you got to do the work. I'm in a mastermind. I have been in a mastermind. Okay. The reason why I was on with Gina Wickman a few minutes ago, because of a mastermind. Okay. The reason why I wrote a mini book is because I'm in a mastermind. Okay. And I learned about mini books and I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to take that to the next level. Folks, when I'm in a mastermind, the return on investment, financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, it can't even be measured. I can't even put on paper how much my mastermind has done for me. Now, you bet I showed up, filled up. You bet I gave. If you go into a masterminder as a taker, you're in the wrong mastermind. So I tell all of our people, listen, if you come into that mastermind and say, who's going to serve me? How much can I get? Is there a ROI? Self, self, self. No, no, no. You join a mastermind and say, listen, I'm showing up, filled up. I'm bringing my superpower to this mastermind and I expect everybody else to bring theirs. Whoa, now we're talking. You become like your teacher. Masterminds can level you up, your influence, your impact, and income, if they're good. But if they're bad, they can be a waste of time and money. How can you tell a dynamic one from a dud? I'm not here today to tell you who to join and what. I'm just telling you what type of mastermind I get excited about. Okay, because I've been in masterminds and there's some that I'm like, I never want to be part of that again. There's others that I say, you know what? I don't want to miss because I know what I get from that. So just like I said, there's cars and there's cars. Okay, there's cars and there's cars. So we have a mastermind called Firing. And I'm going to take you through what I think is the necessary components for a mastermind. And if you look out in the world and say, oh my gosh, there's another mastermind out there and they have that, 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 and that, and you feel in your heart you're supposed to join it, join it. You need a mastermind that's selective. You need a mastermind where you have to apply to get in. They're not just like, hey, who wants to come? Who wants to come? Why? Because it wrecks the mastermind. Every mastermind that I ever know that has been good is very selective. So folks, listen, if you say, Carrie, I want to start my own mastermind. Great. My question is, you, what mastermind are you in? Because if you don't have someone pouring into you, and I've been in a mastermind, one guy's mastermind now, going on my fourth year, and it's not cheap, and it's a time, and it takes commitment, and it takes effort, and I can't sit there and fake it, and I can't not show up. I can, but I choose not to. I say, I'm putting some good money down, and I'm going to get some good results, and boom, the goodness just flows. And just today, you know, two more client leads, not because I wanted to, but because people say, I heard about you in that group, and I've been following you. You see, it's not that the mastermind is the silver bullet. It opens doors for you. Did you catch that? But all I'm saying is you can wait in line for the rest of your life, or you can take the fast track to success. We are literally going to, this is the fast pass. We're going to work with you. And we have the culture, the coaches, the community, and the content.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.